Ricky Hanawita is kindly with us. You know, our little sting you hear sometimes, Radio Water, that's Ricky. And Ricky's written all sorts of different songs over the years. He's from Taupōuri in Apui. He's, you know, a guitarist extraordinaire. I like the term he uses sometimes too, guitar, but he's a lover of guitar. His dad, some of you will remember, Rangi Hadfield or Rangi Harawira, played guitar as an entertainer across the globe. So Ricky, as well as being a guitarist, is a guy who cares about people's mental health. He's a counsellor too. But he's just released his reggae rock fusion track called Stormy Weather. We'll play that for you soon. And it was written about his adopted home of Heretanga, Hawke's Bay, and the cyclone that hit earlier this year. And it's a powerful and hopeful story of the community with resilience and who are coming together to mend. Hey, Ricky, it's nice to catch up with you again, brother. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Emma, the handsome man with a handsome voice.
Well, Jesus, hey. I don't know. What? Hey. We're not even on Skype. What are you talking about? But you're looking deadly. Hey, good on you, mate. You've always been driven to tautoko where you can, Ricky. That's what I respect most about you, and using music to help where you can. And obviously, when we look back on Cyclone Gabrielle, the devastation caused, well, it's just hard to fathom, to be honest. Tell us about your thinking and what's behind Stormy Weather.
Tēnā koe, and tēnā koutou, Tamaki Makaurau. Well, look, yes, it's my adopted home here. We moved down here because my mother-in-law was Māuiui and my partner, Flossie, she was born and bred here, right? So it's a special place for us, holds a special place in our heart. And I was fortunate enough to get a really, really great job at Te Paipeno or Heretanga. I managed the non-violence department. And I've been really very well looked after down here, Dale. The kahungunu manaakitanga is just different than anything else I've ever observed. They really go all out down here. You know, nothing gets by them. If it's your birthday, then they'll sing happy birthday in front of 400 people. You know what I mean? Everything is, nothing swept under the carpet. And because we're an Indigenous organisation, of course, we are, our primary role is working in the community to help. Help our community overcome mental health, drugs, poverty, that kind of thing. I guess you could say it's where we're like in Henderson. What's the organisation out there in Henderson?
Yeah, Te Whanau Waipiraira.
Yeah, very much. You know, we're an iwi organisation. So, you know, when we heard about the impending. Sock and Gabriel, I really didn't think anything of it. We've had these warnings before, but I've never lived in an area that was affected so greatly. I mean, you know, there's areas up in Moiriwa and that, like, that got flooded, but nothing to the extent that I experienced down here. So we were called out the very next day after the major floods happened down here. We were called out to the local marae, like Omahu marae. That's where Daryl Thompson, DLT, and DLT's from there, Omahu School, all the houses there, because the flood banks broke there, and of course, just all the houses, you know. It was like an apocalypse, Dale, it was like an apocalypse, and people were filling up their cars and trucks, and there was just like a moaner of people's belongings just building up, piling up trucks, transporting the rubbish away. And because a lot of our kaimahi that work here at Tai Whenua were lost all their belongings, all their possessions. I believe all up there was 11 lives lost in Aotearoa. A few lives lost down here. A lot of businesses, you know, Eskdale, Esk Valley, completely and utterly destroyed. The houses, I don't know if you've been down here, but it's like, you know, you don't understand it. So you come down here and you actually see and you drive through Pakowhai or Esk Valley, that these houses have, you know, they've got the walls, but all the contents, the insides are gone, you know?
The trauma, and Ricky, must have been, you know, quite severe, and I'm pleased that you utilised your skills in that case too to help. Mm. Obviously, you work with our men predominantly about strategies to alleviate pressure instead of going off, you know, maybe.
Right.
Going for a walk. This has been going on for ages, but also using your musical skills to reflect on that. Talk with us about Stormy Weather. Talk us through some lyrics. What are some of the lyrics?
Well, you know, when the wind and all the rains came down, our lives were turned upside down. But we'll never give up, we'll get through. Kia kaha etu. So the lyrics are, you know, it's a combination of, it's an acknowledgement of the mamai, but it's also, you know, the triumph, the kotahitanga, the unity in this community and how we, our resilience is celebrated in that song. So, you know, it's kai waiata. You know, it's our job to, you know, people forget sometimes, they think, oh, I need to get a song on Spotify, or, you know, it's not about, you know, for me, what I stand for is, you know, it's about pushing the air, it's about lifting the tone, it's about adjusting the frequency. You know, waiata tautoko, you know, when you finish a kōrero, you know, you want to have a song that moves people. You know, that's our function. Kai waiata's function is to move people. It's not about how good your voice is or if you do a million scales. It's about the content, the message, and it's about lifting people's spirits and providing some kind of inspiration.
You know, can I just touch on this? Because, you know, some people are discouraged. They think, oh, I'm not going to be an international pop star. And so, therefore, almost give up on their dream. But I get from you, Ricky, that it's not about that.
No,
it's not about
the...
awards or rewards. It's about if you can sing, sing.
Aye, absolutely. Sing for your hapu, your whānau, your iwi, your people, your whoever your people are, your family. You know, have a role in your family. Get out the guitar. You know, sing even if it's one or two songs. That's all you know. You sing that song on birthdays or whatever. You know, it's about providing. You know, it's adjusting the modi. So a lot of people get caught up, and, you know, even myself, Dale, I got caught up on, you know, trying to seek validation, because it's really hard to do anything in Aotearoa, because we're such a small country, you see.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
And there is the tall poppy thing, you know, we, sometimes we don't like seeing other people doing well, you know, and that's just a psychological thing, you know, and it's like you need to... We need to get over that. We need to go over that and raise each other up, you know, because that you know, when you lift someone's mana, then your mana, you know, inadvertently gets raised as well. So people sort of hang on. They don't like to compliment or go out of their way to support. Not everybody, but I think we need to get over that. And we need to look over, like, internationally. There, people internationally are doing well and getting remunerated for doing that, what they do. You know, I've been in the game for 35 years now. And but I'm lucky. I'm talking to you now, Dale. You know, I've got an outlet. You know, I'm lucky. I've got an outlet.
What about our brothers, Ricky? Music can be a healer. A guitar can be a friend.
Yeah.
Songwriting absolutely. Can be cathartic. I mean, let's not forget that music is a taonga for us all. Do you talk about it with guys who maybe don't know how else to let off steam or to acknowledge their creative side?
Oi, he rongoa. Oi, he very cathartic. Yep. If you're out there, you're playing the guitar, keep doing it. You know, it's about building. It's about achieving. For me, you know, I need to do it because I need it. I need to build music, build songs, build ideas, build kaupapa, even if it doesn't go out the door. You know, I never started music to reach people on a big scale. It was always just to create something and have some self-pride.
Well, this is Ricky's song. It's Stormy Weather. You have a little listen, and that's his neat guitar. Is it still called Marae Kura, mate, your guitar?
This one here, that one's Fina. That I used on this one, Fina.
Oh, Fina.
Josephina.
Dan
Fina.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, listen, it's great talking with you again, Ricky, and much love to your sweetheart, Flossie. Wish you well from me.
Okay, brother.
And thanks for all the mahi you're doing with our men, bro, and with our music.
Ngā mihi. Tēnā koutou katoa.
Kia ora. Ricky Harawira.